Christ in this church. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let your voice resound in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all evil beasts in the land that are seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. We decree judgment upon them. We decree judgment upon each and every one beast, every one evil beast, every one evil scheme, Lord, seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. In the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. In the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. And we decree that it comes upon all the evil beasts in the land that have an evil plan to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land that are seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church. Lift up your hands right now. Begin to give God thanks. Begin to appreciate Him for answers to prayer. All the evil beasts in the land, they are coming under judgment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray. When we rise, we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus, noise holding the nations to ransom. Amen. That amen can be stronger. Amen. Proverbs 29:25. This fear of man bringeth a snare, and whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. Are you lifting up your voice to pray this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. The coronavirus noise holding the nation to ransom. We cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of fear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Will you lift up your voice as we cast out the spirit of fear, holding the nations of the earth to ransom? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Lord, we cast it out today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice as you engage your heart. Pray with fervency and pray in faith. This is a prayer that must be answered. The face of the covering of fear that has ravaged the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. Father, this is our desire this morning. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. The coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise. We cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Pray in faith, pray with fervency. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. The covering that has covered over the nations,
Father, we pray, we cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom, holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear. We cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations bound, holding the nations to ransom. Father, this is our heart desire this morning. As we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Are you lifting up your voice? Pray fervently this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear, holding the nations to ransom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations of the earth to ransom. This is our heart desire, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise, holding the nations to ransom. Let's lift up our hands and give God thanks for answered prayers. Father, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
Next again this morning, we shall be praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree opening of doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1, the Bible says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning, and together lift up our voices. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Let's pray together this morning with passion, and let's pray with faith in our hearts. We are issuing a decree in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we decree this morning the opening of the doors of all educational institutions, even across the nations of the earth, and we command the restoration of educational life across all our schools in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Let's pray this prayer with passion. Let's pray from the depth of our hearts, and let's pray believing this morning. Life must be restored back to all our schools. Students must return back to our learning centers. Lift up your voice. This is a crucial prayer. We must pray from the depth of our hearts. We must pray believing this morning. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all educational institutions all across the nations of the earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your voice this morning. Remember, ye shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Lift up your voice this morning as we issue decrees all across the nations of the earth. We are issuing decrees that heaven must enforce even today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the opening of the doors to all educational institutions all across the nations of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree this morning, students return back to their various learning centers. We decree the gates and the doors to all educational institutions. We decree them opened in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, everyone, everywhere, in every part of the globe where you are connected this morning. Let's together pray with passion. We are praying for the restoration of the educational life of all our pupils and students
all across the nations of the earth. Therefore, let us pray with passion. Let us pray with boldness. Let us pray with conviction. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree today the recovery, the restoration of the educational life all across the nations of the earth. Let the gates, let the doors to all educational institutions, cause them to be opened. Lift up your voice this morning. We are decreeing this morning, and heaven is responding even speedily. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray this morning, asking in the name above every other name, the opening of the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. We command them opened, even by the power of your Spirit. Lift up your voice. We are standing upon the integrity of the Word of God that never fails. As we issue this decree this morning, remember, He has given us a mouth and a wisdom that cannot be resisted. Father, we stand this morning and we decree in the name of Jesus Christ, the opening of the doors to all educational institutions across the nations of the earth. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Let's thank Him. He has heard us again, and He has answered our intercession. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please give the Lord a big hand, and please be seated.
This shall be our next prayer line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Revelation 3:8, behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Let's rise as we pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and issue this decree this morning. Standing on the authority of God's word, we issue this decree that every door to your churches, O Lord, across the nations of the earth, be opened in the name of Jesus. Our Father, let the doors to all your churches across the nations of the earth be opened up in the name of Jesus. Go before us, make the crooked places plain, break the gates in pieces, and let the bars be cut asunder. Open unto us the two leaf gates, standing against fellowship in your temples across the nations of the earth. Somebody's praying this morning, lifting up holy voices, crying out the cry of faith. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Our Father, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. You have said it in your word that we should not forsake the assembly of brethren. And the apostles continue daily, both in the temple and from house to house. Therefore, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all your churches across the nations of the earth. Prove you are the builder of the church. Prove that your son is the head of the church by opening up the doors to all your churches across the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray in faith. Our prayer is being answered. This, our God, has started already, and He shall complete it. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, against fellowship in the temples across the nations of the earth. Our Father, by the decree of your word, we command the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Is God hearing your voice? Are you partnering with Christ this morning? Ensure that you are issuing out these decrees in faith. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Let it be done now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the doors be lifted up. Let the doors be rolled away. Let every resistance to worship in your temples across the nations of the earth be lifted off, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our Father, we decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth, according to your word and according to your will. Let the doors to your churches be opened up. You have promised to open these doors and that no man shall shut it. Therefore, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Let your counsel stand. We decree the opening of the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Somebody is praying and somebody is expectant. You are crying out in faith and you are expecting results today. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree the opening of the doors to your churches across the nations of the earth. No one can stand the way against you, and no one can stand the way against your church, because you are the head of the church. We decree therefore that the doors be opened to your churches across the nations of the earth, and that fellowship resume again, never to stop anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we issue out this decree that the doors to your churches, O Lord, across the nations of the earth, be opened up, be opened up, be opened up, and be shut no more. In the name of Jesus, our Father, this is our expectation, and it's in line with your word. Therefore, let it be done. Let the doors to your churches across the nations of the earth be opened up at once. In the name of Jesus, let the doors to all your churches across the nations of the earth be opened up at once. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command right now that the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth be opened up, and that worship ensue, and that fellowship resume, never to be stopped anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, the doors are open to the churches of Christ across the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the gates against worship in the temple are lifted off. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and commence appreciation this morning, thanking him. These prayers are answered. Amen. In Jesus' awesome name. Amen. Big hands to Jesus, and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to supernaturally meet the needs of all our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time. Amen. Louder, amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 30, paraphrase, the Bible says, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Please rise up on your feet in the strength and the light of this scripture. Lift up your voice wherever you may be globally, and let's begin to pray this prayer with faith and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Our prayer line right now is, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to supernaturally meet the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Cry aloud. Let heaven hear you. As you make investment right now, we are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to supernaturally meet the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, you who provide even for the grass of the field, we call upon you right now that you will supernaturally, oh God, meet the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. This is our heart cry right now. This is our prayer today. And we are calling upon you, because with you there is no lack. Because with you all things are possible. We call upon you today. We cry unto you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to supernaturally meet the need of all of our members and online worshipers all through these challenging times. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, wherever they may be right now, whatever those needs might be right now, Lord, you who provide for the grass and the lilies in the field, Father, stretch forth your hands supernaturally to meet the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through these challenging times in the name of Jesus Christ, that each one's name shall be supernaturally provided in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this day, we cry unto you right now. And this is our heart cry, that you will supernaturally continue to meet the needs and provide for the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through these challenging times in the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch forth your hands, O God, and do that which only you can do. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, stretch forth your hands and do that which only you can do. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, continue to meet and supernaturally provide for the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Let everyone hear you right now. Cry aloud unto God wherever you may be. Let heaven hear you right now as you pray. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you that you will supernaturally continue to provide and meet the needs of all of our members and online worshipers all through this challenging time. In the name of Jesus Christ, you who provide, Father, even for the grass of the field, wherever this once might be, stretch forth your hands to do that which only you can do, to supernaturally meet all of the needs of our members and online worshipers all through these challenging times. Lift up your voice, saints of God. Let's begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Father, we thank and we praise your name for hearing us and for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
Next, we shall be rising to pray, and this time we're presenting our personal supplications before God. And as we do so, I want us to be reminded of his word in James 4 and verse 2. He said, "You have not because you ask not." This morning, as you present your desire, you are coming out with your testimony. Amen. Shall we rise on our feet and go before the Lord, presenting the desires of our heart unto him, doing so with confidence on the basis of his word. As we ask, we are receiving. As we make demands, we are taking delivery. Lift your voice and pray this morning.
Lift your voice now. Begin to give thanks to God. Everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, your request is made known. Therefore, give thanks. Appreciate him. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated.
Right now, it is testimony time. Please listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, spiritual awakening and supernatural supply. 2 weeks ago, I had a burden to attend a foreign exhibition which would help expand my business. However, I did not have the required fund to go. On Monday, April 27, I attended the Covenant Hour of Prayer, and the bishop spoke about seeking and praying kingdom-centered prayers. He also told us to dedicate at least 30 minutes to pray for the kingdom that day. In obedience, I prayed for the kingdom without asking God for anything that morning. Later that day, I prayed for the kingdom again, using one of the church prayer guidelines, which I downloaded from the church website. I prayed for an hour instead of 30 minutes that I planned for, due to the number of kingdom needs I was burdened with. Lo and behold, that same day, I received a bank alert of 300,000 naira from a close acquaintance. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Who did not know anything about my journey? Meanwhile, that was the exact amount I needed for the journey. Thereafter, God added extras by ensuring that two of my debtors paid, thereby making provision for shopping. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise, which I did not plan for. In addition, I got a discount from the travel agent. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Ayomikun O. Shall we celebrate Jesus the more? Number two, delivered from COVID-19. Hallelujah, it is my year of breaking limit. I am a health worker. I was exposed to a suspected COVID-19 patient at work who was later confirmed positive some days after. This happened some weeks back when it was confirmed positive. Contact tracing was done, and I was, among others, was asked to self-isolate for 2 weeks. During that period, the devil tried to instill fear in me, and before I knew it, I was having cough and catarrh. But I remember the daughter of whom I am. I applied the mystery of the communion, which I took morning and evening every day for the 2 weeks. I also applied the mystery of the anointing oil. I attended all services online and keyed into all testimonies of other health workers with similar case that was being shared during this period. I also believe all prophetic declarations made by Bishop David Oyedepo, particularly concerning COVID-19. Lo and behold, after the 2 weeks, I went for the COVID-19 test, and it came out negative. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Indeed, coronavirus has no power over the children of God. Thank you, Jesus. Nos ingosi chukun yere is a testifier all the way from Canada. Shall we be on our feet and celebrate Jesus the more this morning?
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, thank you for answered prayers this morning. And thank you for those amazing testimonies of your acts among the children of men. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the impact and effect of praying kingdom advancement prayers in the life of many. Now, grant grace to connect all others along with it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. He said, indeed, COVID-19 has no power on the children of God. Whatever is born of God overcomes whatever goes on in the world. Amen. This is the reason that overcomes the world, even our faith. In the name of Jesus, the last defeat anyone suffered in any area of his or her life is the last we ever know.
Amen.
The remaining days of your life, you'll be walking in triumph. Amen. And victory. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All the people got early in the morning for to hear him. Jesus, I want to hear from you. One word from heaven is enough to sort out any man and any woman, to turn around any life. I want to hear from you, Jesus. Speak to me today as a person. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. We are all seated today at your feet, Jesus. Let your word come true to every one of us. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. We have been on this exhortation line, blessings that accompany praying kingdom advancement prayers. Kingdom advancement focused prayers. Praying the will of God done on the earth. Praying to see the kingdom of God go forward. And this morning, we just look at this aspect of it, that praying kingdom advancement prayers empowers the giant in us to come alive. It empowers the giant in us to come alive. Every child of God has a giant within him. Christ, the giant of giants, is in you. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Is a mystery. And who is Christ? Is head of all principality and powers. Who is Christ? The Father gave him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in earth and things under the earth, things in heaven, all things, Philippians 2:10. Who is Christ? The angel said, he shall be great. I shall be called the son of the highest. That's the giant. Luke 1:32. And he's in you. So you are born with a giant within. And this giant comes alive as we begin to walk in obedience of faith to God's commandment. The giant of giants said, lo, I've come to do thy will, O God. So doing the will of God, walking in obedience to the word of God, is what causes the giant in us to come alive. In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, the Bible says, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all his commandments, I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So it is diligently engaging with every instruction from the Lord that causes the giant in us to rise. And among others, I say, when you pray, not if you pray. So it's an instruction. enter into the closet and shut the door and put it to your Father in heaven. And your Father in heaven that sees you in secret, we reward you. Not we answer you, we reward you. That is, engage in serving God's interest on the prayer altar and expect to be rewarded as the giant in you begins to come alive little by little and by little. Now, there are, you find a situation, a baby lion is born. Yes, inside that baby lion is a kingly lion, but he has to grow. The baby lion can be captured, but not the adult lion. You can capture a baby lion where you notice that the father or mother are far away. You pick the lion and flee. You can't pick a lion or lioness like that. That's grown. Now, Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Bible says, and the child grew. Yeah. The baby lion grew. Luke chapter 1 and verse 42, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was with him. But it was a child. Amen. Verse 52. It said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and status and in favor with God and man. And what is wisdom? Whosoever he has the sense of mind and doeth them, I like him unto a wise man. And so, as we keep engaging with the word, we are growing up in stature, in wisdom. After this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. And what drives that is prayers. Every reviver is driven on the altar of prayers. Revive thy work, O God. And every revival will always culminate in influx of people into the kingdom. So praying kingdom advancement prayer is a platform for the emergence of the giant in each of us. As God multiplies his church, he changes the status of his people. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. And I will multiply them in number. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them, change their status, and they shall not be small. So our status keeps changing as we keep partnering with Jesus in advancing his kingdom. That's been one of the very early mysteries unveiled to this commission. Praying kingdom advancement prayers has been our culture as a people. You hardly find things being prayed about. You find matters of the kingdom being advanced on the altar of prayer. When that becomes your lifestyle, my lifestyle, we keep changing levels in the journey of life. We saw Abraham, God said, get out of their country and from thy people to a land I show you, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And so Abraham departed. And among the characteristics of Abraham was intercession for the souls of men. If you're Abraham's seed, then we do the works of Abraham. Abraham said, Lord, no, don't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. If you find 50 righteous men there, would you then now destroy them because there are only 50? So if I find 50, I will spare. Now, Lord, don't get angry with me. If they are less than 10 and they are 40, would you still destroy because they are now 40? If I find 40, I will not.
Lord, please don't get angry with me. What if there are 10? If I find 10, I will not. Great intercessor. It was an active partnership with God. And Abraham was old and stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. The giant in Abraham came alive, among other things, by engaging in praying kingdom advancement prayers. John 8:39, if you are Abraham's seed, then you must do, we must do the works of Abraham. We saw this great intercessor by name Job. He stood up and prayed for his enemies, and God turned the captivity of Job. Now, if you check back in Job chapter 1, every morning Job was in prayers. Yes, he got challenged, and then he prayed for his friends, his lifestyle, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. He got back to his topmost top by praying for God's judgment to be taken off his mockers. We saw a man by name Elijah burning with undying passion for his God. Elijah, what are you doing here? I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy law. They have torn down thy altars. And I only am left, and they want me killed. Second time, that 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 10 and in verse 14. What are you doing here, Elijah? I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. Well, that was the first ascension that we saw in scriptures. It was carried away by a chariot of fire into heaven. Elijah had no burial place on the earth. And his key profile is prayers. Elijah is a man of like passion. He prayed earnestly. That it rained. It didn't rain for 3 and a half. He prayed again and the heavens gave rain. Right on that mountain of transfiguration, Moses and Elijah showed up. Amen. To Jesus. It causes the giants in us to come alive. May each of us receive grace today to keep engaging with kingdom advancement prayers as a lifestyle. Yes. According to his word, seek ye first on the altar of prayer, among others, the interest of the kingdom of God, and all these things that others are craving to have shall be added to you. Welcome to a world of supernatural additions. Amen. Supernatural elevations. Amen. You can't be pushing anything forward and be backward. Kingdom advancement prayer is that pushing the arc of revival forward. As it moves, you move. As it moves, you move. That becomes your new lifestyle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Praying for the spirit of fear to lose its grip is kingdom advancement prayer. Nobody can get saved in death. So praying for men to be kept alive, for the fear of death to be gone, because not that person said from Canada, he said, suddenly the spirit of fear began to come. But he hooked on online, and by the word, the spirit of fear left him. By the word. By the word. What if she had no access to online word of life? She would be gone. Suddenly she began to cough. Catarrh came in. Because fear opens the door to the devil. That you are always a victim of what you fear. Therefore, the fear of death that coronavirus has come along with is declared gone this morning.
Amen.
For anyone that may be listening to us right now this morning, across the nations of the earth, that is under the grip of the fear of death, be set free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord sent me with the word of faith to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil. All oppressions through the preaching of the word of faith. Clear. No mistake. It's not a man that sent me. No. No. You know why he backs me up? He sent me. Faith is a quality who also will do it. All those healings, all those testimonies, he did. He did. And so the glory goes to him. He did. And he's still doing it. With him, there's nothing impossible. Therefore, the fear of death that came along with coronavirus is destroyed today.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord. And every victim around the world is declared liberated.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are still going to hear good news.
Amen.
More good news.
Amen.
I'm glad to let you know this morning that the number of healings recorded from the testimonies received is now 55. That's to tell you how God has weakened the strength of this noisome pestilence. Anybody can be healed who care to come to Jesus. Anybody can be healed who care to come to the great physician. Amen. They said this man is dead. He said, relax. They said he's thinking. He said, that's my area. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. The dead still hear him today. Therefore, for any of you still breathing, your case is cheaper. And you're walking out of it. I'm waiting for your testimony. Well, on Sunday is our special anointing service. Get ready for it. All over the world. Get your bottles of oil. And as the world goes forth here and is declared blessed, it's liquid fire. It will dry off from the root everything that is not of God in anyone's life. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Amen. Say with me, there's a giant in me. Doing the will of God is the only way for it to come alive. There's a giant in me. Doing the will of God after the order of Christ is the only way that this giant can come alive. As I keep engaging in praying kingdom advancement prayer, God will keep advancing my life until the giant in me fully comes alive. Thank you, Jesus. Now, speak to today is your day. Today is your day of testimony. Today is your day of breaking forth.
Make your declarations, make your declarations, make your declarations, make your declarations. Speak right now as you declare concerning the day. What you decree, God will deliver. Now lift your voice and give thanks to God. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.